That was the Promise Ring from their new EP, Electric Pink, the title track. Disagreement within the studio as to whether that's weenie. What was the phrase, please?
Whiny, wussy crap?
Yeah, you're talking...
I wear the t-shirt still, but...
Hang on a second. Come on in.
Okay, yeah, whiny, wussy crap or quality pop rock.
Yeah! Oh, man.
What's going on?
What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Live on the
What's
air.
Your name?
With Steak and Shake.
Jim Bob.
What was that?
Yeah, Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
Come on, closer to a microphone. You can walk in.
Yeah, here. Give me your microphone, okay. Pete.
Oh, wow.
Jim Bob has just walked in with a big bag from Steak and Shake, which makes him the milkshake winner.
Woo!
This man brought us milkshakes. He's devoted.
Yeah. Hold
we
on,
can't...
I don't know if he did yet.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Wait, they're just empty, the bastard! You can't open them in here, though. Okay. You've been there. You've been there.
Thank you very much. Where do you live?
We're over in Urbana. Yeah.
Were you just listening to the show and decided to be the guy tonight?
Yeah. I'm your biggest fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Outweigh the next one by a good 10 pounds.
Awesome!
This is a man
right here.
This is a man right here, Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. Yeah. Jim Bob.
Do you have any
shout outs? Anybody listening to the show that you want
to,
you know,
hey
your sweetie
Brett.
Pie? Hey to Brett. Is Brett listening to the show?
Brett is listening.
Brett?
He's probably jealous that I'm here instead of him.
Well, Brett, that means next week.
next week, it'll be worth it.
Oh, the escalation. Yeah, actually, you know, I mean, person number two who wants to get on the same show, what is, like, the number two item that we look for? Is that
$400 check
is that
person.
Cake or a sandwich or something?
It's either sandwich or bakery goods. Anything solid. So if you want to... Brett? Hey, Brett. Mark's a vegetarian. But other than that... Go hog wild. You know what? Bring us, you know, a garden burger works for him.
Hey.
Whatever.
Man. Where do you work, Jim?
Yeah,
what do you
do? Working right now, actually, at Pizza Place.
Which Pizza Place?
Prime Time.
Prime Time?
Yeah.
Thought we'd mention it on the air. You know, we're not necessarily giving a commercial endorsement because we're not supposed to. But, Sman, Jim Bob delivers you pizza. What's that on your hat so the people know who you are?
I don't know.
Well, you've got some
it's a, yeah,
words
there's something.
On the front
no,
of
there's
your hat.
Words on your hat. Can you say it on the air?
Follow no one and a skull.
And a skull. So
don't follow the skull or anybody else. And if you see Jim Bob, tip this man hearty. And,
yes, because we're not going to.
Well, it'll
we will. I'm just kidding. We were not. But I mean, I'm sorry. It was a joke. See, it's comedy.
Jesus, shut up.
Yeah. Where's Jesus?
Actually, my. My cousin is the original Double Wide Trailer Show. So.
Really?
Really?
So do we have to pay him rights?
Network. He told me, you know, he doesn't like the fact that you guys, you know, like, simplify his recipe for chili mac. Because there's a lot more love that goes into that.
Oh, I know. Well, I've had good chili mac, and there's definitely love. It's,
you know, like, Cousin Earl back in 1964, you know, accidentally spilled a little bit of the cheese on the floor, so in honor of him, we always spill a little bit of that cheese on the floor before we make it.
Pour some out for your
homies.
That's
really sweet. Yeah.
In honor of him, considering he died in a chili mac related accident.
See, yeah,
we
a lot of people.
That.
Yeah, you don't play fast and loose with that recipe.
I'm sorry, it's my fault. That
green beans?
Me.
Should I throw green beans in there? No,
stay away.
Absolutely not.
Great Northern beans?
No. I don't care how great they are. I don't care if they came from the North.
How about really great Northern beans?
No, I don't care how good they are. I don't care if they got paper showing they're from the North. You don't mess around with the chili mac.
All right.
No. You probably got to get back to work, but thank you very much, Jim Bob.
Yes, thank you very much, Jim Bob.
Yeah.
Tell Brett that he sucks and that you're much cooler than him.
Well, in comparison, he sucks.
Yeah. Right. I mean, in general, he's a good person, but he's not you.
Yeah.
We've told you that.
Well, Jim Bob shot way up on the charts this week.
Yeah,
so that's
he's number five with a bullet.
Yeah, Eminem's down to like 73.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Cool. All right, Jim Bob, thank you. Have a good night, man. What segment were you doing? I don't even know.
The legends are true. You get food for this.
Playing a song and listening to
I was talking about wussy crap.
Yeah,
whatever. You didn't. You like the Promise Ring, you moron.
Like. ED liked. I don't know about that song, dude.
It's a good song.
It's pretty good.
It's not well produced, but it's a good song.
It's
you should see it live. It's much better. Whatever.
You know what it makes me think? It makes me feel.
It's not experimental enough for me. The drum doesn't play on the 9 and the 15 beats.
little segment right about now because I'm tired of listening to them bicker. I more or less like the promise ring, but I don't feel stronger either way.
Oh, now you're mad. Now he's mad because I hit a nerve.
No, because he's getting personal. This is a radio show. Little segment right about now where we deal with the world outside. It's a cold world. It's a world that's got scabs. It's a world that peels its scabs before it really ought to, and you just have to kind of sit there in morbid fascination because you're both stuck in the same waiting room, and there's nothing else to look at because that old copy of Cosmo was crusty, and who knows? Who knows, really? Because these people are savages in here, and you don't even know if you want them looking at your teeth, but you're stuck. Well, this is somewhere to go. This is a little something for you. This is a place out there in the world. This is not scabby. It's not bleeding. It's not all gross. It's a community. It's waiting with open arms. We just got to tell you where those arms are and, well, where you shouldn't look and what you should be wearing and what you should be thinking in a little segment called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements. Come on, baby, come and get some heat. To the S, to the A, come on, PSA, gonna give me some advice on announcements, gonna get some public service, gonna get, and I'm not talking about cleaning your toilets, talking about PSAs. Volume 3 of the PSA theme compilation coming out very soon, your local record store.
That's right again. I'm not on
phone. One more time! No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so head.
Okay.
I'm getting a head rush.
Don't be blinded by the dangers of fireworks. And don't be buggered by the dangers of fireworks continues to be the message of the Illinois Society for the Prevention of Blindness. The prevention of me, the prevention of blindness, and the prevention of anally related injuries. According to the Society's 1999 survey compiled from data received from Illinois hospital emergency rooms, ophthalmologists, optometrists, and bootyologists, 52% of eye-related and ass-related injuries were children. That's what it says. 52% of the eye-related injuries were children and young adults under the age of 20. 97% of those treated were males, and bottle rockets led the list for most eye-related injuries. Bottle rockets, illegal in Illinois, have been identified as a major source of preventable vision loss. Not to mention they hurt in your butt. Don't put them there. Sparklers, legal in Illinois, can also cause injury and damage. Let me tell you, they don't know the half of it. Especially after a couple of Kahlua rum colas. They burn at 1,800 degrees and they don't stop till you got a lot of wadded up Kleenex, if you know what I mean. End footnote.
Oh, you're not done.
This is a message from the Illinois Society for the Prevention of Blindness. And, _, please be careful.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Okay.
Started off shaky, but you brought that sucker home.
Why were you yelling at me?
I wasn't.
Okay, just checking. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, my first PSA was that exact same PSA. It's just a less detailed version of it, and I'm a little bothered about that. So I'm just going to toss that one out and go to a different one. The city of Champaign is updating its comprehensive land use plan. Which is about damn time, because the old comprehensive land use plan, that thing had like this gear that you had to crank.
It was really.
It actually allotted 80% of Illinois' land for sand lots. What? Yes. Okay.
The comprehensive plan is a guide describing the patterns of community growth and redevelopment that the community's residents, business owners, and leaders envision for the next 15 to 20 years.
Nudie bars all the way up and down Green Street!
Sorry. In other words, it's really gripping reading. The planning process establishes not only a map of future land use, but policies and strategies that are needed to achieve the community's vision. A map so of do we future get, land use.
We have the ability to like be a part of this?
Yeah, we can.
Want a statue to me right here. A big statue of us, of what jail is like.
There are people behind you on that.
Erected right next door to the building.
Your input to the Champaign Comprehensive Plan update is encouraged. Encouraged.
What did I want 9 like acres for taking a nap. What do you mean?
My Napland.
Napland 2000.
3 open house meetings are scheduled to discuss proposed changes to the plan so far and to obtain comments from the public. Yeah, I want the community to grow up. Not like mature, you know, but I wanted to grow like upwards, you know? Like more insane tall spires in Champagne.
Maybe they could put Rantoul on top of Matoun.
Yes, they could do that.
But Rantoulatoun.
And then we'd have all that spare, you know, like that land that we
Mantoul.
And of course,
yeah.
Of course, it'd take a while to clean up after, you know, all that land, because it's, you know, there's just cans everywhere and, you know, just piles of crap in the yards everywhere, you know. But we could do all kinds of things.
Well, they could lift it up and be real careful. They could probably just keep all the crap where it is and just put it down.
Perhaps an extensive system of nets and pulleys.
It's like when we clean up at a party at your house and you try to grab whatever's covered in the most crap and then carry it very carefully to the garbage can.
Usually it's my friend Chris.
Right.
Meetings will be held on Tuesday, June 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Champaign City Building atrium. They got an atrium in there. That's kind of cool.
That's
they,
nice.
They wedged it in there. 102 North Neal Street, including presentations at 4:30 and 6 p.m. The 6 p.m. land growth presentation is completely different from the 4:30 one, folks. Stick around. Tuesday, June 29th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Douglas Branch Library, 503 East Grove Street, including a presentation at 7 p.m. So they're bolting all over the place. They're shifting. Yeah. They're going back and forth. The Champaign County Comprehensive Land Use Plan is like a rolling stone. You can't tie it down.
No.
And they got a land use mobile that'll be traveling your neighborhood soon, dispensing big hunks of dirt. It's part of the land use.
Use this somehow.
Strangely, it's an old converted wiener mobile, so just, you know, the dirt falls out in a very sick, suggestive sort of way.
What are you suggesting?
Wherever the Champaign County Comprehensive Land Use Plan lays its head is where it calls home. Wednesday, July 5th, from 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library, Main Branch, 505 South Randolph Street, with a presentation at 7 p.m. For more information, contact the City of Champaign Planning Department at 351-4486. What do we really want to see them do with their land around here?
I want to see more more me.
I want big muddy puddles. I want deeper holes filled with more water and goo.
It's a good one.
Okay.
I want like a 70-30 water to goo ratio, but definitely big holes, big enough to drive a truck through. Not bigger than my house, but bigger than a bread box.
I want more monuments to the Spanish-American War.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heroes.
Champaign had something to do with that. I don't know. I mean, one of the soldiers who died may have heard of Champaign at one point.
May have been through Champaign.
Yeah.
Contracted.
I want a visitor center for members of the Falkland Islands. Members of, they're not citizens, they're members of the Falkland Islands, and they deserve their own visitor center after all the sheep they've had to herd. Thank you.
All right.
Be part of the solution and mentor a foster child. Okay, this kid's life sucks. His parents either died or gave him away. He's now got a foster family. And not only are they, but now he's going to have another person come in.
The first foster family's defective. So
right. So now you got to have a mentor in addition to the foster family.
And they can't even find, they got to be asking the What Jails Like listeners to be the mentor for this kid.
You know there's a problem.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know there's like two guys out there, knowing our demographic. There's two guys going out there going, I'm going to get that job. I'm going to wear a brown robe. I'm going to make him call me Ben. It'll be great. He'll love it. And he's like, he's nine. He'll be scared of you.
Two of us.
Any necessary training will be provided.
Close your eyes and feel it.
Teach me to read. Teach me to read? To
Why? Be a I'm going to be a teacher.
To be a mentor in the Champaign-Urbana area, call Jeff Trask, who I believe ran an evil corporation in Marvel Comics, Iron Man.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
He really was Jeffrey Trask.
So we don't want this guy mentoring our children. They'll be teaching children that they should fight Iron Man.
Support Iron Man.
And call Jeff Trask at his evil hideout at 217-351-0972 or up on top of the courthouse in Urbana, the Trask signal will...
Wait, what's that at the bottom of that PSA that... Tony Stark is Iron Man? We shouldn't read that out on the air.
You can't do that.
Oh.
We really shouldn't read that. Make sure we don't say that out loud.
Cross that out. Like all those fees that we always have to.
Have you ever dreamed of traveling around the world but don't have the money or time?
Nope.
Well, most of my dreams involve me being in my underwear in a public place.
Right.
Well, well, expand it now. Be in your underwear in Tunisia.
Aha.
Youth for Understanding International Exchange invites your family to host a student from one of 50 countries worldwide and so the put next... them to work at hard manual labor, earning you valuable cash prizes.
The next... best thing to travel around the world is to have a stinky foreign kid live
yes.
with you.
Bring the stinky foreign teenager into your home.
So he can lie to you about what the rest of the world is like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we still ride camels.
Ooh, you have cars. What's that? They love this stuff. Welcoming a teenager puts your family in touch with another culture in an exciting and personal way. Especially if it's a little... slap on the back. Students attend high school, are supported by local volunteers, have their own medical insurance and spending money, which they will promptly give to you at gunpoint. Then make them dig a mine.
Or spend on expensive designer drugs.
If you're excited about becoming part of your community, all they need is a home and a caring family.
Donde
and
está
a shovel.
El club?
I got a question. What are the expensive designer drugs in Champagne? I got me some nail polish.
Right. No, it's Drano mixed with carpet cleaner.
Oh, okay.
It's designer.
Because you have to design it.
It's called death.
I'm thinking we could, you know, I'm all about like tying the PSAs into one another. And I'm thinking if we got foster kids who really need to be mentored really badly, let's ship some foreign exchange students over and just make them deal with it.
As long as they don't put fireworks in their eyes.
Frankly, having a completely incomprehensible parent is better than many of the parents that kids wind up with as is.
Because that's better. You know.
I think Dad said something about the lawn, but I don't know.
What's he saying? There's canals? I don't get that.
Cannoli.
Caningalu ha. Because the kid's sitting there and they're going, because you have to send all these kids to Italy.
And they're like, wow, I guess he really loves me. Listen to him. And he's just, you know, tearing him a new one. He's screaming at him. But the kid doesn't know. He's blissfully ignorant. You know,
that's what we need. Less communication. Because if you knew the things people really wanted to say to you, whoo, dog. Okay.
You got another one? Okay. This week, Crime Stoppers is seeking your assistant with two armed robberies which occurred in Urbana.
Did you say they're seeking my assistant?
Yeah, your assistant.
In relation to two armed robberies.
The first robbery occurred on Tuesday, June 6th at 11:45 p.m. in the 800 block of East Washington Street. Who the hell was walking in that neighborhood at 11:45? What are you thinking? The second robbery occurred at Thursday, June 8th at 11:42 p.m. on the 1300 block of Mitcham. I don't even know where Mitcham is.
Robert Mitcham.
That's what you're saying. You did.
In his 1300 block.
I don't even know where Mitcham is.
In these two incidents, the victims were outside when they were approached by two black males who demanded money and anything of value from the victims. In both robberies, the black males battered the victims. Both black males are described as being 18 to 20 years of age, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and weighing 100 to 150 pounds. Weighing 140 to 150 pounds. One of the suspects was wearing a black baseball cap, black and red hooded pullover, dark pants, and white or black shoes.
So there's a very definite fashion motif going on here.
Yeah.
He was wearing white or black shoes. Could you be a little more specific?
Well,
they were white or they were black. Or they may have been another color.
Or they may not have existed. So put that down, too.
He was wearing black shoes 14 days ago. We'll find him right away.
Yeah, they should be... the other suspect is wearing a brown... You blew my joke. The other suspect is wearing a brown and white flannel jacket and a light-colored T-shirt. The police warn you, if you see these people, to be aware because they'll smell very badly. They've been wearing the same clothes since June 6th.
Smart junior detectives will hang out at the laundromat and wait till that guy's laundry cycle comes around. Well, it's been about 21 days. It's about time for that T-shirt to come back up in the cycle.
Detective, have you got any leads? Well, he was wearing a black hat 23 days ago. You know what that means. If he doesn't change his clothes, we'll smell him out.
Urbana police investigators are requesting any information you may have about these crimes. I'm going to throw out the usual bone I throw out to the Urbana police when I read a crime stopper. Mark did it! Mark did it, and I can prove it! And where's my money?
He's rolling over on him again.
Audio footnote.
I got your back.
Audio footnote. Tallulah, 113 North Market Street in Champaign. You know I love you. Tallulah. Tallulah. And out of your footnote.
He really, at night, Mark can look like two black males.
With white or black shoes.
With white or black shoes.
He's a shapeshifter.
Audio footnote. Tallulah, you, me, and a couple of spare L's. That's more than Eric's got. We can turn his ass in. Then we can live in luxury, Tallulah. Give me a call, baby. Yeah. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote, Tallulah, I knew you were trouble. I knew I shouldn't have tried to double cross Mark with you. I should have known you'd triple cross me. Tallulah. Even though you're a stanky, two-time and double-crossing hoe, I love you and all your L's. End audio footnote.
Audio footnote. Cousin Eric, he makes crappy mac and chili, and what else is there? What he spills. It's terrible. End audio footnote.
And audio footnote, Tula, he don't love you. He don't love you the way I do. He can't love you the way I can. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote, Tallulah. I got a strong back, baby. I don't know what they're talking about. But I got 14 pounds of take-home sack steak and shake hamburgers right here. And I'll rub them all over your fine, fine body. And then I'll put you in a blender. No, I wasn't supposed to say that part. Never mind. And audio footnote.
If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. That's T-I-P-S. So if you call any other number with some of those letters, you're going to get Hooters.
It's $8 a minute.
If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. You provide is confidential. I don't know what that means.
The fact if you provide them with their rent money, they're not going to go blabbing about it.
Crime Stoppers also pays cash rewards for information on other felony crimes or fugitives in the Champaign County area. Pete Gray stole a newspaper today.
Dude.
Where's my $100?
That racist welfare-hating crack hunt.
Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers. Yeah. You notice there hadn't been any in a while yet?
Yeah.
A tree grew in Brooklyn. Cancer disappeared. And Crime Stoppers reported on crime that wasn't committed by a black man. 359-9338. Bring it on.
See, look at that. The milkshakes come up. We become a lean, mean, focused machine, man.
You know. Please give us a phone call. Give us a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like a Crime Stopper bulletin. I'm not really sure how.
It's an equal opportunity herald.
Okay, quiet time now. This is Eric explaining the Herald time. The Herald is like a big bag of take-home-a-sack steak and shake milkshakes. With just one ingredient, we can make many flavors of comedy. So that one ingredient is a word, a phrase, or a sentence provided by you right now by calling 359-9338 Fly Weft. So please give us a call, and we'll get on the Herald as soon as some songs are done. Thanks.